You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Well, you define, oh, I was a hard mama jamma, but God showed me I ain't too hard for him. Can't lay it down. Go on, do what you got to do. I'm going to crawl my way into the house. And I'm going to tell him about it. I'm not going to keep you very much long. You say you done kept me long enough, but it's been good for you. Good for you. But to get pissed off what God is doing. Where you going back, Sister Jasmine? Today? Oh, you back on the road again today, girl? Oh, shoot. Yeah, you. See me a little after church, okay? I might have moved. You hear me? Oh, yeah. Make your daddy better, too. Oh, you hear me? Shoot. I ain't saying who your daddy is. Everybody know but a few. Oh, it's all right. Hey, it's all right. That truth will get you the money. Now, Pastor going to pick on me out of all people today. No, I want you to know God is good to you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Are you hearing me? Call me Jasmine as soon as you get on the property. Not in your room, on the property. That's some bad stuff there. The enemy been rolling you to get on the property, call me. You can stop by this corner store and tell me you about them. But when you get on the property, you call me. Yes, sir. I ain't hear nobody. But it's amazing the thing will make us come up to another level. I ain't hear nobody. You know, daddy can't watch what his daughter's doing 7 days a week. Your gift don't always operate when it's about you. Who can I help today? Somebody raise their hand. Shoot, you be all right trying to see something and the cat run around and make you get decor. Lord, tell me what she doing. Lord, I'm listening. Ain't heard nothing yet. I want you to come up to another level. Lord Jesus. Are you hearing me? Uh-oh, shoot. He been watching you, Jasmine. That daughter of mine's springing up like a rose. Oh, shoot. But give God the glory. Because God had to do something for you to get here. Now, we can mess it up, we ourselves. My God, if I would have been able to have me a car and me somewhere besides home to be at, I'd been a bad mama jamma. You wasn't for me to get real deep in hole, Lord. You ain't going there. I go past my mama's house. Going to the next city. Oh, you hear me? Past her house. Girl, car don't fail me yet because I got to get to the next stopping party. But God didn't allow me to have no transportation. Sometimes you think it ain't fair, but it is because he know I've been terrible. You hear me? Been trying to get to New York and pick up some habits. You know God know what he's doing. I ain't hearing y'all. He's still good to me. I got a car now, and I can still go where I want to go. But the grace of God got me minimizing. Ain't that good? Come with me to the book of James, and we're going to talk about this war. And I didn't want to go over there because some people going to get mad that it see, sin happened to be finding us everywhere in this book. But we got some people don't want you to be mad with them. I can't help myself. I just got to do what he tell me to. I ain't hearing them. And we can't get rid of no stuff till we really put on our wall clothes. My grandbaby ain't been by nobody been smoking them funny cigarettes, is she? You know the effect you on people. You tell me, I don't smoke. You been around people been smoking so much. One of my children, they don't know which one they're talking about. Smelled just like dope. I said, what you been doing? Nothing, grandmama. So you telling me I got a malnutrition for smelling? I smell dope. Tell me, they ain't me, grandmama. I blew their high red on the herb. They said, that old crazy grandmama mind a mess anybody. I'm trying to tell her to mind her business. But they careful when they come around me. Now they don't wash. And they put drainage in the eyes. They said, no, I get high after I leave the old grandmama. I just need to get a few dollars from them. It take me cleaning up, washing my hand for me to get the money. But I don't say nothing to them to know. I know to get high. What kind of pastor you say I am? You can't stop people from getting high if they want to get high. You better come on down off your bougie high. Well, I didn't smoke dope, but I had another racketeer. Yeah, I had something else going on. It wasn't dope, but it was sin. See, that's what we got mixed up. Sin equal up to sin. Amen. Some things people can scare you not to do, and some things you just gonna do because you want to do it. I ain't hear nobody. Let's go to the book of James, and then we're going to go home and be happy today. Somebody blessed me with a blessing this morning. And I'm so grateful to them because in this meantime now, people are thinking about themselves and what they can get for themselves. And this person really blessed me to be concerned about others. And I like that lane. Because we want what we want, and we ask God to give us all that we need and some more. And we are willing not to give anybody anything but the crumb, some time, or nothing. But God is so good to us, and he's worthy to be praised. Brother Imani, will you read for me today? I want you to read and allow your praise to come up. I do various things by the Spirit of the living God. I ain't hear nobody. Last Sunday, I asked Brother Vince and his wife to come up and sing. I didn't know his mother was going to decease on that same night. Ain't God good? And they did. They came up and they did a very good job. Some of us will not be obedient. Don't care if hell come to high water. I'm going to do what I want to do. But they did what I asked them to do. And I know that the enemy brings some situation in all our life. But when you hook up with this Jesus, he'll allow it to not to be so greatly affected. I ain't hear nobody. My God, when he called me and told me his mother had passed, I saw a peace from hearing his voice. And God will give you that peace that passes your understanding. That you know that God has stamped his approval on it, and he don't need our approval. Can I talk to three people? If we want God to do it our way, left up to us, some of our patriarchal old will still be here, but it ain't left up to us. Because we're going to have a day to come, and we're going to have to leave too. Everybody ain't leaving because they old. Some young people leaving because of they disobedient, they rebellious, and knowing everything, they ain't hear nobody. Everybody afraid to come to Jacksonville, but you better be afraid to go to anywhere without Jesus. Talk to me. This young man, 30 years old, mutilated, they say, these two children, 12 and 14 or 12 and 16, one of the two. How could a human being destroy children? I can see you getting in a gangster rage and you cut up somebody you smoking dope with. Or took something from you. That is not of God either. But these are two children, 12 and 14, that lost their life. And what I'm saying to you and I, we don't take it for granted that we are here today. But know that God wants us to thank him for being here today. With all the things going on, some people need more money, some people need a job, some people need a breakthrough, they ain't got no car. And now then you just name it, but We have the opportunity to get suited up in this Jesus. Let's go. You have the mic. James, the 4th chapter, 1 to 5, and I would like for you to do it in Amplifier as well. 1 to 5. 4, 1 to 5.
James, the 4th chapter, starting at the first verse. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? In the Amplified, what leads to strife, discord, and feuds? And how do conflicts, quarrels, and fightings originate among you? Do they not arise from your sensual desires that are ever warring in your bodily members? You are jealous and covet what others have, and have your desires go unfulfilled, so you become murderers. To hate is to murder as far as your hearts are concerned. You burn with envy and anger and are not able to obtain the gratification, the contentment, and the happiness that you seek. So you fight and war. You do not have because you do not ask. Or you do ask God for them and yet fail to receive because you ask with the wrong purpose and evil and selfish motive. Your intention is, when you get what you desire, to spend it in sensual pleasures. You are, like unfaithful wives, having illicit love affairs with the world and breaking your marriage vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world takes his stand as an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that the scripture is speaking to no purpose that says, the spirit whom he has caused to dwell in us yearns over us, and he yearns for the spirit to be welcomed with a jealous love?
Thank you, Brother Imani. Today I want to talk to us about, are you ready and willing to put on your war clothes? Are you ready and willing to put on your war clothes? Because somebody got reason and excuse that I don't have to submit myself to the hand of the Almighty. That means that he take control and authority over the things I want to do and the things I want. And we want a whole lot of things, and we can't define that all of them line up with a relationship in Jesus. Somebody talk to me today. And we want all this wisdom in the world, chaos and state of being. We want to be like the people on TV. And we want to have things that allow us to believe that we matter. It's amazing. I got a problem with this Black Lives Matter. When we killing black life and we black. I ain't hear nobody. So we done got wrong information. Somebody just try to make it to Hollywood. But we need to make it to a relationship and then be developing in Jesus, who is the Christ. We're being wise of this world, sister, done made of chaos, and we done got in trouble with God Almighty, because everybody wants to be a tower, they want to be fame, and they want to be fortune. But I want to line up with him. How I'm going to do that? I got to define what it means by war clothes. You got to be suited up in Jesus, and you don't take a step or you don't put on a garment unless he prepare you for it. I ain't hear nobody in the house. First of all, we want him to put on a garment of praise. We can't praise him unless we done won the lottery or we got our boo and he fooling us. But you got to put on a garment of praise so he can develop your mind. And that is a wall going on in the mind. Can I get somebody to help me on the spiritual high? Don't come down where the enemy will keep you in bondage. It's time that we free ourselves. I ain't hear nobody freeing ourselves. This morning, Apostle Grant was telling me about the freedom in God. But I define that when you make up your mind that you're going to obey God, there come freedom right there. Not because you keep on going through and ain't nothing changed. But he's changing you from your development. from your mind frame can I get by three people? I come this morning to tell you, it's time that we put on wall clothes, and some of us ain't ready to put them on, because we're looking at those caretakers. We're looking at people that we interact with, don't want no parts of, and since I want them to be my ongoing transition, I ain't willing to put them on myself. What I mean about that, we got some family members you won't let go, because they ain't willing to suit up in Jesus. I ain't hear nobody up in here, but I come this morning, we got some demons that following us everywhere we go, and we won't get rid of them, because we won't say, I need your help. I need you to come on in and change me. The situation gonna be the same, because somebody else in line for the same thing that you want to deliver me from. But oh, Jesus, I can't do it myself. Hallelujah. I've been wandering in the wilderness. I can't find my way up out of there. But you've been standing there to be my way. Hallelujah. I give you praise. Evil design that sought out for strife. We got so many evil things that up in here today. There's some people won't tell the truth that they don't like certain people. Oh, I ain't playing today. You can't be holy because you say you're holy. And you can't get it because you think you already done achieving. I got to go to him where he can give it to me. You can't forgive nobody unless you let God forgive you. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. We like to be wise in the things of the world. Oh, religious got us bent down and in bondage. I was thinking about myself this morning. When you want people to like you, you want to be like them, you'll find yourself doing things like them. But I come to tell you, if you want this Jesus to come in, you want him to rock your world, you want him to foundation you on a solid foundation, and want to turn you around in your thinking and even in your ability of doing it, can I get somebody to help me come over here today? My God, see, the world system will lead you from Jesus. But when this Jesus system, and you keep on applying this Jesus, it'll lead you to Jesus, and you'll be a representative of Jesus. That means that he can entrust putting on you wall clothes when somebody done mess with your mind, and you weren't bothering them. And he come in and speak and say, mine, your mind. Go on and give me a praise, because a manifest, I ain't gonna allow it to stay in, but it came in. But I'm gonna send it out, because I placed some in you. Can I get somebody? Oh, Jesus, my God. Carnality is a show place now. We can get up and show. It ain't scared to play. But it's time to stop trying to show up and let God strain us up. Can I get a witness? I give him praise. My God. What you think? The worldly system with the wisdom of the world. It brings strife. It can conflict. It brings all kind of nasty things that we entertain and that we orchestrate out of, and we think they are God, but they the worldly system. And we try to take the world over here and bring it over on Jesus' side. You can't do it. Your PhD don't bring it over there. Your gift don't get it over there. But gift without Jesus, you in a bad situation. Because when you want your gift to show up and pretending to you, it don't even come up. Oh, I give him praise today. Oh, I give God praise. I'm going to praise him whether you want to. Evil desires anything that got a stronghold over on you. It don't have to be sleeping with somebody and you can't help it. Being lying and you don't want to help it. Because a lie ain't going to help. Oh, I ain't hear nobody. I give him praise, because I don't know about you. Every situation should allow us to put some more of walk clothes on. Every situation that keep occurring in our life. People documenting you. People false accusing you. People lying on you. Family members don't use you, and you know they is, and you still acting like ain't nothing wrong. Need people close to you. Can I get up close to you? You ain't going to worry about old crackhead Rick James, because he ain't your cousin. Is it all right? But these people close up to us, that's what we want. Put on walk clothes. You heard me say, I got child smoke a lot of dope. Don't worry about it. Some of y'all do too. I ain't trying to hinder. I just want him to see the Jesus in me. I called it with God. I said, boy, you're hiking. That grandmama ain't hot. Yes, she is. I'm going to lay my hands on you. I ain't hear nobody. So they come straight now. You hear me? Because I ain't playing. You smoke much dope as you want, but you better be loose when you come up in here. Because I'm suited up in my war clothes. You don't have to be scared of nothing, but don't come by me with it. I ain't hearing you. And I ain't trying to beat him down because he like that marijuana or that other stuff. They say you put a little upper up in it now. Let me ask somebody who own it now. Put a little something to help you up some more. You know that demon ain't want you to get rid of it. You hear me? Shoot. I said, Lord Jesus, more you pray, more adversity come to you. The boy see him trying to give him this Jesus and be hot it all over and spend some good anointing spin on him. And he still chooses to smoke them. Ain't that something? I had to get his little girlfriend out of his lap because she wanted a baby now and don't want the baby later. I said, up, girl, get up. You move your tail on off out of his lap. Because I'm going to pray for you and your mama. Because your mama ain't no good mama allowing you to get around like this. With that little come and get me suit on. We like to wear them come and get your suit. Big girls and little girls too. All girls want to be happy. That's a spirit. They ain't going to stop making big clothes. Because they know they won't get paid. Somebody say amen before you won't be mad. Jerry, can you give me a little pickup? I ain't on no dope, but hit me a note. God is good, isn't it? It's amazing how well we faking it like we want it. Oh, God done deliver me. You tell 30 minutes of lying, prophet lying. 2 months after that, you rat back on starter one. You ain't wasn't willing to put on some wall clothes where you'll crawl up under the table and foam like a spider done bit you. I want God to deliver me. I want him to set my mind at a pace where I can put him first. And when the enemy come with his evil device and so-called loving device, I say, Jesus, here I am again because I invited you up in here. I want you to make me while the enemy won't break me. Give me a praise so I can get up from here. Give me a praise where I can make it through the night and all those worn demons and those spirits of conflict. I ain't hear nobody. Strife and evil. You'll break it down and you'll show me that you are the great I am. And when I go to another situation, I want to come back to square one. That's where all the trouble comes, starting right up in here. I ain't hear nobody in the house. I want you to fix me. My God, my God. I'll establish me in you so I know that I know that you don't have to do anything. Can I get somebody? I want to tell you, there was a few people I hated, and I was going to get them back. Go on and point your finger at me. But let this Jesus come in, and he'll show you. I want to get you, and you ain't worried about getting nobody back. I bless him this morning, and you'll know how to pray for him, and it won't be no fake prayer. Can I get by three people? Because I want you to suit me up in wall clothes, because the wall is already on. I want to be as pure and secured in you that you'll take me from another level. That's what I can't put on myself. You'll put it on the inside, and it will manifest your power and your authority. Can I get somebody? We walk around with the hate syndrome. We pray everybody I'm gonna get you back. We walk around jealous. We walk around with envy. We got all the strife going on. You're the devil. Don't set you up for a great fall. And sometimes you don't fall till you don't. song. Oh, can I get somebody? We get all messed up what others have. I bet you when you open that refrigerator, you ain't got no food up in there. You'll come on down for being jealous of what somebody else look like they rolling tight and hard in. I give him praise today. I want no more than what he'll allow me to be able to handle, where I won't lose him. We ourselves are losers because we get the big head. Ain't hearing nobody. We killing people with our mouth. I wouldn't harm a fly. You tell no lie. Your mouth harming everything that you come by. I ain't hearing nobody. But I want him to suit me up in walk clothes so I can be able to operate in this world that's going on. That people falling up out here because they weren't really willing to get this Jesus. Go on and keep your corporate mask on. Keep it on. But that ain't gonna keep you from dying if God says it's your time to get up out of here. Wash your hands or one of the fingers fall off. But he's still greater. And I ain't telling you about don't operate in what you believe. If you believe that somebody can keep you from having corporate and you get out of here, go on and roll with it. But I believe that you ain't gonna leave out of here till your time. And ain't nobody gonna make me change my mind. I didn't live this long to continue to be a fool for the world. I did my time, and some of y'all, I probably did y'all's too. When you got your head jacked up, you all of that, can't nobody tell you no different. But Almighty God, come up in here and allow it to explode, allow you to fall down. Don't think you can get up in your intellectual ability. Some of us think, oh, I did it again. I'm going to do it this time. You got wrong information. What lead us all lead this accord? We ourselves, and looking at people, and looking at who. I ain't never seen so many people don't went to Yale and don't even know where it at. Went up in there and took me a degree up out of there. It's okay if you don't believe me. But you got to put on spiritual walk clothes. Because some spirits are coming to get you, Brother Vince. And you won't have to lay down your Jesus because you ain't had enough. You'll come and get them with Brother Vince. Back on off me, you don't know where he brought me from. And I know you don't care. But it's been a hard transition because I was a rough cookie. Oh, we got some rough cookies right up here. Now I don't believe nothing. Keep on don't believing that God know how to come and get you. And you'll be forced. I ain't hearing nobody. You'll be forced to say I want to live right. But you had the opportunity for me to allow you to line up. Well, I can get you right. Oh, my God. I don't mind folks saying I'm crazy. I define who I want to be crazy for. Because people can only give you a little bit. But I got in touch with another man. His name is Jesus. He don't charge you for what you're being. He bless you for what you want to become. I ain't hear nobody. I ain't had no problem getting a little of that money, Brother Jason. I took yours too. Because money's money when you put it in there, in your pocket. Can you hear me, brother? But I found out he has everything that I ever need. And you can wake up clean. You might ain't bathed when you went to bed. But your mind and your body, it'll man be clean. And you can say you did it again.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.